My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. And today you have Francisco Rojas, the day after Phils get their 55th win of the season over the Miami Marlins. No, they do not take 3 or 4 like I was hoping, but with the recent injuries to Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, I don't hate splitting with the Marlins. I'm actually content with playing 500 ball at the moment. And I'm going to explain that in just a little bit. Got a different show for you today. I mean, normally, well, half of it's normal. We're going to do key moments from yesterday's game, takeaways from the series against the Fish. We'll also preview the next series against the Chicago Cubs. But I want to do a little midseason awards. I'm going to do midseason awards for the Phils. I'll tell you those awards in just a little bit as well. But before we get to those midseason awards, let's do a little bit of the normal show, shall we? So from yesterday's game, Josh Bell started off for Miami. Ranger Suarez on the mound for the Phils, where you would normally think that's going to be a good day as far as the opposition run scored goes. Josh Bell, though, RBI double in the first, 1-0 Miami. Half an inning later, Alec Boehm with a 2-run dinger out to left center field. Phils take the lead 2-1. A couple of innings later, in the top of the third, Brian De La Cruz, a solo dinger, 2-2 at that point. And a whole inning later, Marlins scored 2 runs on an Emmanuel Rivera double and a Jazz Chisholm Jr. RBI single, 4-2 Fish. And then a whole inning later, Dane Meyers, an RBI double, 5-2 Miami. Not a good day for Ranger Suarez at all. He would give up 6 runs overall. But the Phils would do their damage in the latter half of this game on the heels of the birthday boy Trey Turner and Nick Castellanos having a big day for himself. Bottom of the 5th and bottom of the 6th, Nick Castellanos with 3 RBIs on a double and a single in both the 5th and 6th innings. And then Trey Turner, bottom of the 7th, he gets the game-winning 2-run single, 7-6 Phils, and top of the 9th, Jeff Hoffman, who's been extremely reliable in the back end of this bullpen, comes in to get the save in the top of the 9th, where the Phils win 7-6 and split with the Miami Marlins. So takeaways from the game that would see the Phils split. Number one, you know, look, even the best of the best had bad starts. And Ranger Suarez had a bad start yesterday against the Miami Marlins. No strikeouts at all. No, he's not Max Scherzer. He's not Steven Strasburg. He's not Justin Verlander when it comes to having this stuff to strike out guys. But 0 strikeouts for Ranger? did not have his stuff at all. He had no strikeouts in 4 2/3. Also, most hits he's given up on the season to this point, 9 hits. His previous was 8. So he goes 4 2/3, 9 hits, 6 earned, 2 walks, gives up a home run to Brian De La Cruz early on in the game. He just didn't have it. Ranger just didn't have his best stuff. It's, I mean, there's nothing more to it. It's not like anything like out of this world, like concerning when it comes to Ranger. So I'm looking at that start and I'm saying, okay, look, Rangers worst start of the year, but you're going to have even the best have really bad starts. So Ranger with his worst start of the year. Takeaway number 2, great day from the bullpen. Yes, Ranger Suarez had a really, really bad start, but you know who picked them up sometimes? Look, even your best, your ace, your number 2, whoever it is, they're going to have their bad days, and you're going to have to pick them up somehow, whether it's from the offense or it's from the bullpen. It happened with both of these, but let's just stick with the second takeaway here. Great day from the bullpen to pick up Ranger after he has a really rare bad day. Overall, bullpen goes 4 1/3, 2 hits, 0 runs, 6 strikeouts overall between Jose Ruiz, Seranthony, Soto, and Hoffman that came in to get the save. And Hoffman's ERA down to 1.27. Honestly, Gregory Soto, his ERA down to 3.76 now. So look at that. The bullpen just overall has been good this year. Maybe they're certain stretches they haven't been great, but overall, can't complain about the bullpen. And they did their job yesterday. And in this series, they honestly haven't done their job. Matt Strom not really being himself the last couple of times out. And, Jeff Hoffman early on in this series, maybe not his best stuff this year, but look, both Strom and Hoffman, you're going to give a pass to because they've been so darn good. They've been all-stars. You know, if it wasn't for Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and 1 through 4 in that rotation, maybe those guys would be all-stars. But either way, great day from the bullpen in this game. And like I mentioned there, great day from the offense. Led by the birthday boy, Trey Turner. Alec Bohm with his 2-run bomb. He went 2 for 5, homer, 2 RBIs. And Nick Castellanos. Castellanos, you know, one of his best days at the plate this year. 4 for 5, a double, 3 RBIs. He struck out like he normally does. He only struck out once, didn't strike out 3 times. But I'll take the 4 hits to the 1 strikeout with the 3 RBIs. And Castellanos was a big reason why they won yesterday. Clutch, clutch, clutch. And then Trey Turner, the birthday boy, doing what he's supposed to do on his birthday. Go 3 for 5, 2 RBI, and have the game-winning hit, which led to those 2 RBIs. So 7 runs on 14 hits led by the big boys, Turner, Bowman, Castellanos, which those 3 right there, those are 3 of your guys that you're expecting to pick up the load right now. They're probably your top 3 guys, right? Turner, Bohm, and Castellanos. You're probably in that order, right? Turner number 1, Castellanos number 2, Bohm number 3. Those are the top 3 guys you're looking for to pick it up right now while Schwarber, Harper, and Realmuto are out. Because look, offense isn't horrible. Isn't like the worst ever without those guys, okay? It's not awesome, but you still have some bats in there, and those bats did their job yesterday. Takeaways from the series. So my number 1 biggest one, for sure, and I've already mentioned this and I alluded to it there in the open, splitting with the Marlins. It's okay, and I tweeted this yesterday, it's okay when you have the injuries that you have at this very moment. Now, it maybe would be a different story if Schwarber and Harper were out for a real extended period of time, for like 2 months or something like that. But the fact that we're only probably going to lose them for a couple of weeks, and I will update you on Schwarber and Harper's injuries a little later in this show, so stay tuned for that. But the fact that they're only out for a couple of weeks is what it looks like. I'm perfectly fine with you just playing 500 ball right now, which is what you did in this series. You did two. You went 2-2. I'm okay with it. And I think it's going to happen that way. The pitching's been so good. I know Ranger just had a bad start. But I expect Ranger to get back on track. And I expect this rotation and the bullpen to continue being elite and to carry this team right now. And I think they can carry them to play 500 ball. Maybe even better. Maybe even better. Because there have been a lot of times this year where the offense didn't do anything. And it didn't matter because the rotation's just been so darn good. And which what we saw in this series as well with Christopher Sanchez. I'll get to him in a second. And this is my second takeaway, but I kind of already mentioned this. And I'll just mention it for a second. Phillies can make do with this lineup and play 500 baseball. I think they can. I mentioned already, but you saw what the lineup did yesterday. I think there are times where this team can score 5+ runs and maybe do it not so consistently, but for this stretch, which we're not asking for a really long time here, just a couple of weeks. Turner have your big days. Boehm have your big days. Brandon Marsh a couple of days ago in Detroit had a big day. He had a good game yesterday too. You know, 2 hits, run scored, a double. Good day from Brandon Marsh, especially in that cleanup hole. So, you know, maybe Whit Merrifield would be nice if you could do something at some point. Did have a run scored yesterday and a walk, but, you know, and Bryson Stott as well. Would love for Stott to really get going. But in general, Phils can make do with this lineup, I think, going for the next couple of weeks. Just ask them for the next couple of weeks. So, last takeaway. My gosh. I think it's, at this point, looking at what Christopher Sanchez has done over the last season, since 2023, I think we have an unexpected star in the making. I think his stuff, his command, his changeup is so good that we have a star in the making. And it's crazy to think about. It's just crazy to think about for the next 3 years with this rotation. With this rotation, the next 3 years with Wheeler on his contract and with, you know, Nola's 7 years, but thinking about Wheeler and Nola in their primes to go along with Ranger and Sanchez, who are still a little younger, right?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sanchez having that complete game shutout, I think, is a realization to all of us. It's like, oh, wow, this kid's not just maybe just might be a good starter. He might be a really good starter. He might be a star. He might be a star. This year, second in the National League in ERA, 2.38 FIP. His home runs per 9 innings is 0.1, leads Major League Baseball. Look at his numbers overall from last year. From last year to this year, but that's 192 and 2/3 innings and 34 starts overall. 294 ERA, that's good for a 143 ERA plus, 175 strikeouts, a 321 FIP. Those are elite numbers. Those aren't just like good numbers. Those are his ERA being a 294 ERA, 43% above league average over his last 34 starts, which is good for a full season. 30 to 35 starts is a full season. And Sanchez has done that since last season. It's really, really fun to watch. I think we really think we have a star in the making here. It's really fun. I know it's early on, but the way Sanchez is going, it's just, he's a star in the making. Mid-season awards time. Mid-season awards. Now I'm going to give you guys my Cy Young for the Phillies, my MVP, reliever of the year, and I'll give you my most improved when it comes to your fighting Phils. So Cy Young, yes, he just had a really, really bad start. He did. But Ranger Suarez is still the Cy Young of this team. He's been way too efficient, way too good. He's had teeny tiny hiccups here and there besides the bad start yesterday. But overall, has Ranger Suarez not been the best pitcher for this team? And maybe, you know, towards the end of the season, I'd probably bet on Zach Wheeler a little more to probably be more of a Cy Young favorite than Ranger Suarez. But to this point in the year, I think all of us could agree that Ranger Suarez has been the best pitcher for this team as far as the starting rotation goes. And I hate to see his ERA over 2 now. It was so nice to look at when it was under 2. And I was like, man, could he do this for a full season? Can he really do it? Probably not. You know, it's not a bad thing. I mean, if his ERA ended up at 3, I don't think that would be a bad thing. But, well, that means maybe he had a little bit of an underwhelming second half, but I don't want that. I don't think he will. So Ranger Suarez, to this point, my Cy Young for the Phillies. MVP, another obvious one here. It's Bryce Harper. Bryce has just been unreal this year. And it really sucks that this injury happens right now because it's really a race between him and Otani. I think it's Otani for the MVP. I know I did the podcast last time and I said I'll give it to Harper because of the defense, but Otani's offensive numbers are just so good. They're so good. I know I'm changing my mind from one podcast to another. Yes, I can do that. I'm allowed to do that. But the more and more I look at Otani's numbers, he's the MVP. But that's besides the point. We're talking about the Phillies MVP. Harper right now, MVP of this team, 20 homers, 300, you know, batting average of 303, a 400 on base, 582 slug, 981 OPS, like what he's doing for this team. We know how clutch he is. We know how clutch he is, but the numbers right now on the year, 3.8 baseball reference war to go along with the offensive numbers and good defensive numbers. Top 5 in first baseman outs above average. And what we see with the eye test, how he's playing first base, my gosh, he's playing a really good first base. He's playing a really, really good first base. So Bryce Harper, easily for me, the most valuable player for the Philadelphia Phillies at this point in the year. Reliever of the year, Jeff Hoffman. Now, Ryan Kerkering has been phenomenal this year. Matt Strom has been disgusting this year. Kerkering, Strom, Alvarado has been good. At times he's been bad, but for the most part, Alvarado has been good, leading the team in saves to this point. But I have to give it to Jeff Hoffman because I feel like they put him in high leverage spots, whether it's the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning. He does have six saves on the season. And either way, 5+, whether you put him in the 7th, 8th, or 9th, like you saw yesterday against Miami, he's done the job 98 to 99% of the time. And that's all you can ask. I mean, he has been, because we wanted him to replicate what he did last year in 2023. And he has done more than that. He's done more than that. He's been one of the better relievers in Major League Baseball overall. And I think for this team, him doing his jobs in the high leverage spots, He's just been so good missing bats and getting out of situations when he needs to. It is Jeff Hoffman, my reliever of the year for the Phils. Most improved. Now, Matt Strom could have been the reliever of the year. If you want to put him, if you want to make him your reliever of the year too, I'm not mad at that answer. There's a couple of answers you can go here. But Matt Strom's actually my most improved player for the Phils this year. His numbers have doubled since last year. Look at his numbers from last year, right? 3.29 ERA. 3.29 ERA, 3.24 FIP, a WHIP of 1.015. And then compare that to this year, a 1.41 ERA. That's more, that almost triples, or, well, it's the opposite way. You get it. It's three times better this year, 3.29 to 1.41 ERA. The FIP, 3.24 down to 1.50 this year. The WHIP, down from 1.015 to 0.813 this season. The hits per nine, 7 to 6.2 this year. Home runs per nine, 1.1 to 0.3 this season. Strikeouts to walk ratio from 5.14 to 10.5 this season. He has been awesome. He had that scoreless inning streak this year. He's been really, really good. Really good. So Matt Strom truly, I think, to me, is my reliever, or not reliever, but he could be too, but my most improved Philly to this point in the year, midway through 2024. So Matt Strom, my most improved. But let me know your thoughts. I want to know your thoughts on all those I just said, Cy Young MVP, reliever of the year, and most improved. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ on who you think those awards should be given to. Preview of the next series. We have a three-game set at Wrigley. Shout out to Dan Wilson. He's going to, I think, the next two games. I think he's going tomorrow, and I think he's going Wednesday as well. I could be wrong on that, but I hope he has a good time. I hope he sees some W's. Cubs come into this series 39-46, last in the National League Central. Been pretty underwhelming. Cubs were supposed to maybe be the best team in this division. I mean, they were my pick for the National League Central, but the Cubs, or the Brewers, have been really good. But the Cubs, 39-46, last in NL Central. Some general numbers. Offense, 19th in runs scored to this point in the year. Starting pitching, 11th in ERA. And the bullpen is 21st in earned run average. So tomorrow, as the Phillies have the day off today, 8:05 start, it'll be Hayden Wesneski on the mound for the Cubs, and Michael Mercado getting his first career start for the Phils, coming in with a 1.71 ERA from the minors. So I'm excited to see his start. Excited to see what he can do for the Phils to start the three-game set on Tuesday at 8:05. Wednesday at 8:05, it'll be Shota Imanaga, who was probably the NL Cy Young favorite for a couple of months there, but he had a horrible, I mean, horrendous June. Well, really more so because of one bad start. But if you look at his ERA overall in the month of June, 5.50 plus, and not great. Imanaga coming into this start being a little more underwhelming than he was the first couple of months. Excuse me, of the season. So it'll be Imanaga and Wheeler. So looking like both of the aces for this team on Wednesday should be a good one, Wheeler and Imanaga. And then Thursday, it'll be an afternoon start time, 2:20 p.m. Eastern. Jameson Taillon and Christopher Sanchez, another good starting pitching matchup on the mound for both of these guys. Taillon, 3.03 ERA on the year. Christopher Sanchez, I've already talked about him ad nauseum. So Sanchez and Taillon, Cubs, Phils to go for the third game. So that is going to do it for today's edition of Phillies Today. Hope you'll join me back on Thursday. Stay tuned as Kyle Forsini as well. Shout out to Kyle, doing some episodes on this channel now. Kyle Forsini, Dan Wilson, Justin Morgenstein also do awesome episodes on this channel. Make sure you check them out as well. So this has been Francisco Rojas for Phillies 24/7 Sports Radio 94 WIP, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.